Hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 119. Today's host, or should I say co-host, is Gina Shepherd. And she is, as you know, if you've ever heard her on the radio, she is the midday host at 101.5. She's also works nights at the country channel, KMLE. And she does everything on air talent. She's I think she also helps with like some of the backstage stuff. She's incredible. She's also been like a intern for a little while, and she transformed her internship into an actual job. So we are very happy to have her on the show. Thank you so much to Gina. And you can check her out on 101.5 with Joey Boy and Natasha Castle, who has also been a very nice enough to come on our show, and we appreciate them as well. So moving on from there, you can find us at findingarizonapodcast.com. You can also find us at Finding Arizona Podcast on all our social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all under Finding Arizona Podcast. You can also reach us and help us out by going to patreon.com/Finding Arizona Podcast. We are giving out some cool, super cool, awesome stuff that is over there. So go check it out. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we are back with more and more people. We have so much going on, and there's a lot of cool little things that we're doing this week. Right now, Brittany and I are in San Diego, and we're having some good old family time, but got to do the podcast as usual. It's a little late today. Sorry about that, everyone. You know, you get a little caught up and you get a little distracted, but you know, we always try and get as much done as possible for you guys to listen to. And we appreciate everyone for coming in, and everyone who's been participating in this and just been giving us good feedback on our episodes. And we've just been so humbled, and thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, as far as updates go, we are just chugging along. Our next episode that we're recording with is Tap AZ Podcast, which is going to be a lot of fun because they are everything that has to do with brewing. And I'm very interested in brewing, and I'm very interested in this podcast. So if you have a chance, go check out, I'm so sorry if I messed this up. I believe it's Tap AZ Podcast. And if it's not something like that, trust me, it's Tap Podcast AZ or something along those lines. But again, thank you guys for so much for helping us reach our goals and just wanting to work with us. I love collaborating with people, and it's just been great so far. We also had local first AZ come on and do an episode, and that was a lot of fun, just kind of understanding where they're coming from. And we just want to help as many people as we can. And so this is just a development of what you guys want to hear. And please, if you have someone you're interested in, drop us a line, findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. We will try our best to get everyone in and as much as we can do. And I am very happy with all of our guests so far. So from us to you guys, this is episode 119 with the radio host, Gina Shepherd. Thank you so much for listening. Let's go. Yeah. Have you ever done a podcast before?
No. It's my first.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel lucky and privileged.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. We have an illustrious guest today.
Oh, fancy.
Ooh, fancy. Why don't you introduce yourself and what you do for a living?
Yes. So, hi. My name is Gina. I host two radio shows in the Valley. I'm a busy lady.
You are.
They're both Monday through Friday, so I do Top 40, Live 101.5, yes. And that's 10 a.m. to 3.
Yes.
And then I have a night show on Camel Country.
Camel Country.
Yeah. So that's where I started. So that's 107.9, nice. And that's 7 to midnight.
Wow. And you're still doing that, like, whole schedule? Like,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Like, we're trying to get the gamut of all the crew for the entire like radio station. So we had Joey, we had Natasha, trying to get a niche. Now we have you.
Yeah.
So it's like it's been fun for me just to kind of experience each person individually too, because I kind of get a knack of
who they are and like what they're about a little bit of each person. So it's kind of interesting to me to like what they're into. So Joey's like a real family man. Natasha
huge,
is a huge like give back, like her Natasha and Castle Knights.
From Castles with Love.
From Castle with Love.
Yeah, that was so very inspiring. I went to that my first year at this last year.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing the radio thing?
It's been about 4 years for me now. It's been a pretty whirlwind adventure. I thought I did not expect this to pan out the way that it did. I started as an intern. I went to ASU.
Go Sun Devils.
Yeah.
That's right. Sun Devil country. This wildcat in here living free.
You know, I do have to admit, though, I married a man who went to both schools, so I do have a little bit of ties there.
It's okay. I give, like, I make fun. She actually is from California, Britain, and so she had to pick a school, and she picked the wrong one. She's a cat lady. That's why. That's all the reason why.
I guess that makes sense. It does. But yeah, intern to, I lucked out and I got a morning show producer role.
Nice.
Right out of my internship. Honestly, they had no budget. And I was this eager intern. And I was like, of course I'll do it.
We can do anything.
Absolutely. And so I did that. I tried out the sales world for a while just to figure out, I guess, what radio was about. I had never worked in radio.
Okay.
Went back to on-air part-time, and then it turned into full-time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that the dream, though? It's like you go from intern to just like full-time employee.
Yeah. No, I just, again, I had plans to move out of state. I was working with my now boss to help me get jobs elsewhere.
Nice.
And all these people just started quitting. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh,
dropping like flies.
Yeah, I really lucked out. Of course, there's like a ton of work involved. You do have to earn it. But on top of that, the job has to be available. That's how radio works. So it was crazy amount of luck and hard work and timing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hard work is you seem like a very studious, hardworking person. How was the development curve for you? Was it like, are you like naturally social and like energetic, like for the radio personality, or did you have to like learn that curve?
It's interesting. So I don't know if you're familiar. I'm kind of like a personality geek. I love learning about it. I'm an introvert.
Okay.
So I'm actually more prone to finding all that energy when I'm alone.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of works out great for the radio because I am alone. I'm sitting in this room by myself. I have this super awesome loud music. I've always been a music junkie too.
Okay.
I think that's really what helps energize me. But as far as like a lot of the events we do, because aside from being on the radio, you're all over the valley. Sometimes that can be hard.
Yeah. Just like kind of like, hey, we're going to be here at this spot. Let's meet up and that sort of stuff. I feel like that's a little bit of me because like when we do this podcast, it's like just us. Like it's literally like this.
Low key.
But when I'm editing and like doing the intro and stuff, I'm by myself. So it's like I'm not like typically like all out kind of like I just like my little spot.
Yeah.
And like this is like for me, I always felt like this podcast was like it's a little bit more laid back. People can be themselves, do whatever they want. We have cats roaming around, jingle bells everywhere. And so, you know, it's just one of those things is like, I'm kind of on the same page as you. I like that feel.
It was definitely a little bit of a learning curve because even though you do get tired, I guess, as an introvert, because some days can be like 12-hour days where you're hosting a concert and you're constantly interacting with people. It's still, I got lucky because concerts have always been one of my most favorite things to go to. And even though there's so many people involved with a concert, it's still, to me, a very personal experience. So it's really easy to find those moments where you could be surrounded by a bunch of people, you still feel alone because you're just connecting with the music.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps keep me going. And also just realizing that everyone's there for the same reason that I used to go there all the time. Like they love this stuff. They spent their money on being there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to be a part of. I love the concert side of things.
Yeah. You said you were like a music junkie, and I want to get into that a little bit because I feel like Natasha is like the hip hop history mogul. Like she is totally ingrained in that. Are you a little bit like that? You get into the history of it, or are you just more like, I like jamming into all these different styles, that sort of thing?
A little bit of both. Okay. I have my bands, like Sublime. Okay. I know everything about them. I absolutely love that band. I get obsessed with learning about their start, Brad's story, all the guys in the band. But I do love all different kinds of music.
Yeah. Sweet.
From rock to reggae to country to pop music. I will say, I mean, it's been really cool being on a top 40 station for a while now, but I was very apprehensive at first.
Yeah.
Because pop music was the last music for me to get into.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You would never think that. Like, I was sort of for me especially, like, I grew up like just listening to that radio station, like pop music. So like my thing is like, that was the first thing for me.
Right.
And so it's like, usually typically for most people, it'd be like the pop music is first.
And you have a good point there, because all of my friends would always have those stations on. So I was definitely exposed to it, but I was like a little punk rebel.
Yeah.
I really liked the alternative and I was like, no way, I don't want to listen to this pop music. And when my boss approached me about the job, I was very nervous and I was up front. I was like, are you sure? And he's like, well, I wouldn't ask you if I wasn't. It's like, okay, touche.
Touche.
You have a good point there. And I have such a big appreciation for the genre now. Much more than I did before. There really is an art to it. And the star power thing is so real. And not everyone can do that.
It reverberates like really well. And I think that's one thing I want to get into you with, like, the social media aspect. Because you're in it. You're like, I've seen your Instagram and that's how we found you. It's like that sort of thing of like, the Instagram social life is a bit part of it, and you being an introvert is that kind of like, how does that, like, do you take multiple takes on video? Like, do you try multiple times to like do one take, or like, what's that?
Sometimes, absolutely. Okay. Sometimes you get into a groove or like a flow, and then it's just like, bam, you just knock them out and it's great. But there are definitely some times, especially with the Instagram story.
Yeah.
You got like, what is it, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
And just
it's like, how do you say this the fastest way possible?
While still making sense and not, you know, sounding like you're rushed. So sometimes there are some takes in there, but again, it's really just, I'm lucky to have a situation where I'm alone, because I have noticed this, because sometimes I'll fill in on a morning show team when other people are out. I get a little nervous to do my social media stuff in front of other people. By myself, it's no big deal.
I think I feel the same way too, because it's like, it's weird to like hold up a phone in front of you and like kind of have people in the background like
do your thing,
listen to you while you're trying to like have social interactions with the fans and stuff like that. But I feel like the group that you're with is like probably like the best group to do it with, like to interact, I guess, in a radio station that they know what social media can do and what it means. So I guess it's like, for me, I work as a landscape architect. So it's like, if I did that, my boss is going, what the hell are you doing?
Right, like, what's going on there with the phone, bud?
Yeah, it's like, why do you have your phone out? Like that sort of thing. So it's like, I can imagine, though, you being like where you're at, it must be a little bit of fun to kind of like do those sort of like Snapchats.
It is. And it's also been really great for me to just learn to get over that a little bit. With the social media and the whole video aspect, I am still a little nervous, but there are plenty of times where you have to do your show and you're doing your talk breaks in front of other people.
Yeah.
And when I first started, that would make me a nervous wreck. I was like, oh no, I don't want anyone watching me do this. And there was just a point where I was like, look, this is a part of the job.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the job and you're going to love it, you got to get over it. Now it's like, anyone could be in the studio with me and I'll just be able to do my thing. So it's definitely a learning curve. But once you get over the hurdle, it feels good. Yeah. It's really great.
What would you say is your favorite person to be like around in the studio with?
That's tough.
If you could have a co-host, because this is the really tough one. Because like, I did the same thing to Joey and Natasha. Yeah. I was like, who's the one other person you could see like being next to you?
When it comes to a co-host, I think it's very, very important to not have someone who's just like you. The show is boring if that's the case. Yeah. You want to have different opinions.
You want to have
different walks of life.
Yeah.
I really love Natasha's energy. Okay. And I feel like she is very outgoing. She's a lot of the things that I feel like I'm not. I feel like she's like one of the coolest people I know, and I've always felt a little dorky myself. I love having her in the studio with me, and we always have really good conversations about music, which is cool because she is the hip hop head.
Yeah.
And so she gets to teach me all these things that I don't know. And then likewise, we can talk about something else. Like, I'm very into lyrics.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about something. I was like, no, that song is about something completely different. And she's like, okay. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
So it's fun having those conversations with her. Probably Natasha. It's always nice to have someone. Who's, I feel like our lives are a little similar, so there's a little hesitation there. Like, we're both in our 20s doing our thing, kind of trying to get started and make a name for ourselves, but we do have a lot of different opinions on things. It's hard to choose, though, I guess. I really would like a team. I think a trio would be fun.
It's always good with a trio. You kind of have that you have the two separate dynamics of, like, one side, the other side, and then you have that person that's, like, in the middle, like, but it's still energetic and it's still, like, there with you guys.
That's what I want to be. I want to be that in the middle.
Yeah.
That's, like, my goal.
what are you listening to nowadays? Like, what's your top, like, I feel like everyone has a playlist. What are, like, the top five tracks that you're, like, rocking to now?
I was super obsessed with Sophie Tucker, Best Friend, when that came out.
Okay.
And that's more on the EDM spectrum of things, but it's so energetic. It's got this, like, deep level of energy to it. Okay, and we've been playing it for months, and I still just heard it all the way up in the studio. And I'm loving it. Now, this song took me by surprise. I know there's a lot of people who do not like it, but the Justin Timberlake Filthy.
Ooh.
I like that song.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, almost my entire family, they're like, no, it's garbage. I can't stand it. I was like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. This thing is great. So I love that one.
I feel like, too, it's like, his trailer did not, like, do it justice, but at the same time, for me, it did it, like, justice for, like, the way he brought it up was, like, this is my roots, this is where I come from, this is the sort of thing that I'm going back to, I'm going to try and infuse what I've learned through my 30-some-odd
years.
It was a little bit of montage-y. Like,
I will agree with you on that. Yeah. I'm listening to this, I'm like, okay, where are the woods in this song? Because you said it was going to be woodsy, and there's, like, nothing woodsy, like, about it.
I was like, I'm waiting for the banjo to start kicking in, or, like, something, like, very acoustic-esque to start, like, coming up, but it, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's kind of really done well as far as his progression as music goes. Mm-hmm. He's done really well to kind of just mix in a lot of what he's learned and where he's from, sort of thing. You know, being a Tennessee boy is like, you're in the Midwest, you got influence from blues, jazz, all sorts of, you're in the capital of like Nashville. Like,
yeah, very big musical city and state.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly. So, okay, keep going. I like, we have like three more to go.
I always have a spot in my heart for Portugal the Man, Feel It Still.
Okay.
I feel like that's a song that it definitely transferred to the pop side. We're playing it, but it has a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really appreciate a song that can be catchy enough to where everyone wants to sing it. And maybe they don't even realize, like, what the message is, but there's a pretty deep message in that song. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of that one.
There's a bunch. Like, I feel like for the past couple of, like, months have been a lot of, like, deep messages. I mean, one being Logic and his stuff, and, like, a lot of these hip-hop artists trying to, like, really infuse a deep message, and maybe just, like, a in-your-face message sort of thing, like suicide. That, like, sort of stuff is just really now, like,
that
blunt.
That song is very heavy.
Yeah.
And there's still times where I can really appreciate that song, but there are still times where it's just hard to even listen to.
I know.
But, I mean, hats off to him, because it's definitely an important message that I feel like a lot of people don't want to talk about, and it gets swept under the rug. So I think what he did with it was really great. But, yeah, very heavy message on that one.
Yeah.
It is. But sometimes some of the more mellow songs, like, I like them, but, again, I really have to be in the mood for them. Like, I was talking to Natasha the other day about Sam Smith.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm just so tired of him being so sad. And she goes, well, give the man credit. I was like, no, he can sing. It's beautiful. But like, come on, man, let's pick it up a little bit.
Just a one touch, couple of beats, you know? A notch up, like, yeah. get a couple of, yeah.
I like him, just not, I guess, on repeat.
Yeah.
Is my thing. Yeah. That's
at your house, like you're feeling like emotional, right? This sort of thing. Like, I just want to cry. And sit
maybe
here.
You're stuck in traffic and it's not moving at all. Just like, come on, man, come please. On. but on the country side of things, I love Maren Morris.
Okay.
I don't know if you're into country at all, but she is pretty phenomenal. She's very, I hate saying opinionated because I feel like it's not fair to say, because yes. There's so many things about country music that naturally have opinion in there, but just because like she doesn't mind and actually speaks what she thinks, she gets that title. Mm-hmm. And it can be a little sexist, I feel, because there's plenty of guys that have no problem speaking their truth and mm-hmm. they don't get that label.
Yeah.
But I like that she does that. Her songs are great. They're very personal. They're relatable. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of hers. What we got? Four? Oh, Rich would be the song, by the way, not just Maren Morris. Rich is the one.
No, it's just like, it's one of those things that I think we can touch upon on like a little bit of the countryside. I mean, I've never been infatuated with country, but mm-hmm. I can appreciate and respect storytelling. And I think one thing that country does a lot of is that storytelling style of like a moment, you know, whether it's, you know, there's a lot of beautiful songs about like father and daughter, father and son, losing someone, finding love, that sort of like overall aspects of like storytelling goes a long way with me. And I think country does a lot of good in that aspect. And
definitely.
So that's what I appreciate from country. Like a lot of the times it's a beautiful, like if you just take out the lyrics, take away the song, you know, you read it out and you're like, wow, that's beautiful. Like that could be like a short story right there.
Yeah,
so.
I really like songs that do tell that story. And I feel like in country you find a lot where it'll tell a long form story in like mm-hmm. 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? I guess for the last song, I'm huge into new music.
Okay.
I love knowing what's out there. So yeah. I haven't actually heard this one yet, but I've really liked what they've done together in the past. So Justin Timberlake is collabing with Chris Stapleton.
Ooh.
And they're putting out a song. It's supposed to be out tomorrow.
Nice.
I believe it's called Say Something.
Yeah.
Really excited for that one, because when they did the Tennessee Whiskey together, I forget at what award show it was, but like that was just so good.
Yeah.
And I think Justin Timberlake, being from Tennessee, definitely has a lot of those types of influences in his life, and I don't think that he shows them off a lot, mm-hmm. you know? So I think this will be really cool. I can't wait to hear that one. And Chris Stapleton has one of those emotional, powerful voices that kind of grips you.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's
one.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I was just like, we listened not too long ago, the two Drake songs that he dropped,
mm-hmm.
and we were listening to that, and just because we were so with the Caitlyn Jenner profile on Instagram, she had this idea of like putting out lyrics with like, it's just hip hop lyrics, because she's a big hip hop fan, and we just have them attached to every photo. And so it's kind of like picked up, but we just were listening to Drake, the songs that just came out. I forget what it was, like Godspeed, I want to say one of them was. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, but it was like we were just listening to him, and just like she just starts, the cat just starts like walking around. We did like a little music video with her. Just like, I was like, oh, this is cute.
Like you're feeling it.
Yeah,
okay.
She's feeling it. So, you know, we have a blast like just listening to music together. And just like, I think music in general is just one of those things that brings people together. And it's just really cool for me. I like doing it. Gonna get jump back right into it.
Sounds
and
good.
We're back. Yes. Cut it right there. So you have gone through the process of like being this radio host, and is there kind of a thing that keeps you going? Because I've always been intrigued by people who have certain jobs and what keeps them motivated. What keeps driving them every morning?
That's a good question. this is the only job or any type of work that I've done where I'm not absolutely hating my life after a year and a half.
Nice.
So, you know, that's definitely a big motivator, that's a big plus.
Like,
hey, this is still so much fun.
Wait, I've been here more than a year?
Yeah. A lot of it is just getting to do what I love. I studied journalism. And although what I do is entertainment radio, it's not a lot of journalism. There's certainly pieces of that involved. Interviewing artists is so amazing to me. Because, again, just always being really into music and kind of trying to learn behind the scenes type of stuff. I actually get to ask the person who does it now, which just still blows my mind. I'm like, this is so cool. So interviewing definitely keeps me going. And a part that surprised me about the job, just being an introvert, how many connections I make with my listeners.
Nice.
People that are into the same music that I am. They're coming there for the same reasons. And so many of these people are so nice. And that's really a cool part about social media is you do get to connect with them in a way that's different. Whereas before you just had the phone and you talked to them, but it kind of ended there. Now I can check out their story, see what they're up to. Yeah. Show me your adorable child. One of my listeners is now doing triathlons, which is just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is amazing. So getting to know a lot of my listeners has been really, really cool. That's been a big motivator. And my boss, shout out to Tim Richards.
Tim Richards, he's
just so great to work for. Your boss really does make the job because although the job's cool, I've heard a lot of scary stories of like, you know, your boss will start screaming at you if you say the wrong thing or don't say it right on the air and you're kind of walking on eggshells. And he is just so much the opposite, very empowering. He has high expectations. It's like it's a cakewalk working for him, but I like that. I like being challenged. I like being pushed. But he respects you. He cares about you as a person. If there's something going on with you, whether it's maybe friends or family, he's going to ask you about it. He's going to genuinely care.
Yeah.
And that makes just such a world of difference is working for someone. That's great.
Now you got me worried. Like he's going to listen to this with like every little like.
No, I didn't even tell him I was doing it. Honestly, he's a busy, busy guy. He runs all three of our stations.
Yeah.
Usually you have one person for each station.
Okay.
So I'm I'm his assistant too, aside from doing those two jobs.
Okay, yeah.
That's kind of how I really got the job. He's like, okay, I really need an assistant. Would you be willing? I was like, yes. I'll check your voicemail. I'll do your expense reports. I'll manage your calendar. I don't even care. Just let me have the job. So
the best enthusiasm ever.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, I don't care, man. You need me to take your dry clean and I'll do that. I've never had to do that ever. He wouldn't, you know, that's not the type of guy he is, but I was just so eager to get to do what I'm doing.
That's awesome. Like that to me is just like verbatim, like what everyone has said in here is just like, I don't wake up and hate what I do every morning. Like I just love waking up doing the thing that I love to do. And I think that that's important. Like if you like dread and look at the clock every hour and you're like, oh man, is it 5 o'clock yet or something, whatever time you get off work, like it's not the thing for you. Like it's like time to like look for something else, but it's just something that I've kind of seen and heard through every kind of entrepreneurial style, like person come in here. The one other thing that I would like to get to know, like what do you do to keep yourself on top of the game? Like is there a certain morning routine? Like you said you're a big music listener. Is there a certain time of the day that you like listen to everything, or is what's your thing to keep your edge sharp?
I'm very much into my mental headspace.
Okay.
And that's been really fun for me and my husband because he's an extrovert.
Okay, yeah.
So he doesn't work full time. He freelances. A lot of his time is spent alone. So sometimes I'll come home and the first thing he wants to do is just like, let's do things. Let's do all these chores.
He's an energetic puppy. He's like, come on, let's go.
Yes, and I'm the opposite, especially when it comes to all-day events. Like if I have a big concert coming up and I'm home for the first couple hours of the day, my big thing is just let me be, I don't want to say alone, but kind of alone because I have to make sure that I store up all that space. That's probably the biggest thing for me to make sure I'm super sharp. My best days are my days where I have had a pretty solid, easy morning routine that doesn't involve a lot of socialization.
Okay.
Which is just so interesting considering my job because I feel like it's so social.
But I think that the other aspect of it is you are like you're saying, you're condensing your storage energy and energeticness into, you know, you're defragging your mind so that you can have that develop like when you need it.
Yes.
You're storing it for when you need it most.
Definitely. And I just, it kind of, I'll get a little peeved if I feel like he's trying to take that from me. I'm like, I love you. And there's a time and I really want to be that energetic person with you. But it is my job to also be that energetic person on the radio. So I really do have to make sure that I walk in with a good headspace. And also prep is huge. If I don't prep and I just kind of walk into the studio like, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, I didn't do anything this morning. I'm kind of a wreck because I'm a big planner. So I'll go on Reddit. There's like your gossip magazines. I like looking at the local news so I can kind of talk about what's going on in Phoenix.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
And I just love what's going on here.
I was going to ask you that. Like, what's the like typical websites that you kind of like hit up before you go into work? Like, or is there like an assortment of websites that you use for a resource? Like you were saying Reddit or like, I know just off the top of my head, like there's a lot of like people who use the Shade Room and like, Baller Report, like to like get up on gossip.
And see that part's still kind of hard for me because again, just not really being into the whole pop world of things. Pop culture is certainly a part of that. I didn't know anything about the Kardashians until I started working for Live, but now I'm like an expert. I'm like, I can tell you everything.
I just literally that makes me laugh because I'm a big like I like Vox, and Vox just did a little snippet on like the Kardashians, like the three pregnancies at the same time, and like what that meant or what like whatever they're trying to do. And I'm like, why are you doing this, Vox? Like, I come to you to get political and like different like stuff, and why are you doing this to me?
See, you have a point there, but my favorite thing that I'll see is people, when TMZ reports on it, they're like, why are you doing this? Because they're TMZ.
Yes.
This isn't CNN or the New York Times. Like, this is their job. They're a gossip magazine about celebrities. So, like, you have a point there with Vox. But the Shade Room is maybe a little too salacious for me. Okay, I definitely like to talk about what's going on in pop culture, but
From a very... You know,
from my point
professional,
of view, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah, from your point of view, like a very, you know.
I don't know if that hurts or helps. Pros and cons, but I think the biggest thing is staying true to your brand and what you're into. And it would just come off as very inauthentic if I tried to be really into all this gossip that I really don't care about. I know my listeners do, so of course I'll make it a point to bring it up, but always in a way that makes sense for me. Like there's just certain people I just glaze right over. I'm like, I don't know much about you, so I'm not going to try to talk about this. It's not going to make sense coming out of my mouth, you know? But there's certain things that I don't have any problem getting into as far as gossip is concerned, know? But that's why I really like to focus on local news because that I'm really passionate about. So if there's...
Because you're a journalist and why not? You know? That's my favorite part is what's going on around here. And hence why we have you on is like I saw... You know, again, I saw your stuff on social media and I was like, well, hey, this person, like you're someone who's in it, in the thick of it. You're part of the culture and you're just someone who I think is also really taking steps to move forward and your branding and just you and Natasha together just like doing stuff to make your audience, you know, feel connected. And I think that that's really important. We want people who love Arizona. And that's why we started this is that I'm from here. I grew up on the Indian reservation up north. And I just, when I moved down here to go to school, I was like, I don't know much, but I want to know more.
Yeah.
And I love it here. I want to know everything about it, the history, the culture, everything about it. So, you know, I've been here since like high school. And so it's like, I love it. I just like, I'm ingrained in it. It's part of me. I love every street. I know where to go. I like... The map's already in my head if I have to be somewhere at a certain time. Like, it's just a part of me. And I love people who appreciate it just as much as I do. So I'm on your side.
Very cool. Yeah, it is always a little, I guess, disheartening when you meet someone who's from Phoenix. Like, oh, I hate it here. I can't wait to get out. And it's like, it's just... But why? I feel like a lot of that is just not being able to appreciate what's right in front of you. I've met plenty of people who've left Arizona and come right back.
Exactly.
You know, they think that they're going to go to some place and in the Pacific Northwest where it's green and there's rain and there's no prickly bushes everywhere. But it's that's not, I don't know. I feel like it's mm-hmm. very much about learning to appreciate where you are. And Phoenix is really cool right now. It's mm-hmm. a very interesting time. We're a young city, which is mm-hmm. crazy when you think about how big we are.
We're young.
How much older all these cities on the East Coast are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will mention, you know, oh, there's not a lot of culture in Phoenix or there's not a lot of this. It's just like, I just don't think you know where to go.
Because
especially right now with what's going on, a big part of that being downtown, like whole revitalization mm-hmm. of it, it's exciting. And it makes me want to stay. And I'm very much a what's next person and a forward moving person. So it can be a little hard because I do want to expand. And a lot of the times in radio that does involve moving, but there's just such a big part of me that's like, you have to stay in Phoenix. Like there are big things happening here and I want to be here for them.
Well, hey, I mean, you always have an opportunity to come on here. If you have like things that you want to share, like you like, Jose, I need to talk about this. You're more than welcome. Come back anytime.
Well,
I like, honestly, I love getting into that sort of stuff. I mean, just being a designer, like landscape architect, I know from if you just press pause right now, like there are, if you look at the sky, like just the skyline itself, there mm-hmm. are three carriers like making development, like sky rises.
Yes.
And like cranes, just like three huge cranes in downtown that are like making these high rises. It's like that alone. It's like you're seeing the development happen in real time.
Yeah.
And I want people to realize it's like there's so many things going on. You just have to put your ear to the ground and go to the place that you want to go.
Definitely.
And it's just like it's one of again, you're bringing up so many things, like the discouragement of people who say there's no culture here. I just don't think that that's real.
No.
Like there's so mm-hmm. many things. I, you know, offhand, I'm like, if you listen to this podcast, we have a diverse group of people from entrepreneurs to leaders to just nonprofits, everything. Like it's, I feel like there's so many things that are happening and developing that we're on the precipice of like a huge burst of like whole bunch of development.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. It is exciting. That's I'd say overall my big goal for 2018 is to get more plugged into my local community. Mm-hmm. I want to be shopping at more local areas. I want to be giving, I guess, back as much as I can, mm-hmm. Highlighting these places that maybe no one knows about. People are looking for things to do. Well, here's a bunch of activities right here that you can do. Yeah. So that's a big goal of mine, is to kind of get more into that this year.
What have you been like? So now that you bring that up, what has been your like, I don't want to say your favorite like getaway spot, like your favorite like secret spot or something like that, but give us like a highlight, like what's something local that you love going to?
Well, I love to eat.
Yeah, so like give us your favorite like local spot.
It's actually, I found this when I moved into my place, because they're right around the corner from me. It's Grand Avenue Pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Yes.
I'm blown away by not just, I mean, their cheese pizza is really great, but
their specialty
pizza. Oh my gosh.
Their specialty
they're
weekly
crazy.
Pizza.
Oh
yes.
My god, they're so good.
They're so good. Specialty weekly specials.
We almost had them cater our wedding. I'm not gonna
really?
Lie. Yeah, we were thinking about buying all these different specialty pizzas, but it
nice.
Because of the way they do it, everything that they, as much as they can, is locally sourced, from like their flour to their tomatoes to their toppings. So their specialty pizzas are seasonal mm-hmm. and they're weekly. They're like, well, that's something that we could do, but it would require a ton from our part. We'd really have to shut down our kitchen for a day and make that happen. And I was like, it didn't really work out, but
we would lose money.
We wanted it. Yeah. And that was really what it came down to, is if we don't do this for a certain price, we will be losing money on it because of the way that they craft it, which I totally get.
Yeah.
They're amazing pizzas. Oh, I love that spot.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like that whole spot around it, just sort of up and down Grand, is what they've been doing to revitalize that whole area and like make it an art district.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We went to, what's the cafe across the street?
La Barrio?
Yes.
La Barrio.
Oh, the Barrio. Yeah.
The Grand Reserva.
Yeah,
it's real small.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there once and I've been dying to go back.
Oh my gosh. Oh. There's a place too with the donut. It was the donut and the ice cream.
Novel.
Yeah.
I love them too.
There you go.
They're so good.
We need to go.
Yeah.
We need to all go. Like
bring
your, like, I love your like energy and your, like, I feel like your husband and I will get along just well. So it's like, we should definitely get something together. But it's like, those types of things that like we loved, like encouraging the owners to come on our show to like express why that's important to them, why that, why either they chose the spot, like that's what this whole thing is about, is we want them to share their story, because I feel like if you share your story just like you are now, you have your fans that know you, but you have the also the other people who don't know you and aren't willing to at least hear you out. But I feel like if you open yourself up just a little bit for an hour, sit down with us, I feel like people would be like, oh, hey, that's that one guy that I heard that story about. I want to go check their place out. Maybe give them some business, help them out, like buy something. They're from here. I like their story. You know, that's really what this is about. Like I love getting feedback. I love getting people who tell us, Jose, someone came in because they heard your podcast. And I was like, cool. That, like, that makes me feel so good inside.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely keep in touch, because I am starting a web series where I'm just checking out local spots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be doing that weekly. And I just because I really I want to get to know Phoenix even better, you know.
I got some places that you should check out.
I'd love to hear it. Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
We actually, the guy who is the farmer for who supplies St. Francis, it came in here and it was like he gave me a bunch of seeds and stuff like
that's
awesome. But it's like that sort of thing where it's like you get to the root of like how they get their food. Like the farmers here, they're so. Like we had a whole month dedicated to these growers. We had the guy who's the farmer for, you know, Sedona. Have you ever been to the bottom of like where there's like, at the bottom of the canyon in Sedona, there's, called the Indian Gardens Market.
No,
and
I haven't
it's
been.
Literally just old houses, like old homes that like they've done. And, it's just a whole strip, like an old strip mall made out of wood and stuff like that. And in they've replaced the middle with a market, but it's all greens, like everything is grown in a farm that's like 2 miles away.
That's awesome.
I met the farmer. Coolest guy ever.
Oh, I bet. So is he from Sedona?
Yeah. Like, I think he's from Sedona, and he like grew up there and was like came here for the Phoenix to like do the interview. I was like, all of these guys are like interesting. I love doing this sort of thing because it's like we get to point out different cool people that we've come across. Made Market on Roosevelt, you should definitely go check out.
Okay.
Francis, which is a local, again, like Made, they're a local market that just supplies Arizona. That's on Central and Indian School. Yeah, so it's like all these places that like we kind of like love to help people find because we think they're cool. We think that they're special because they just focus on local stuff. So
yeah.
It's like, I love it.
I think that's definitely a big push, which is really cool just to see, I guess, the generation coming up being really, really into that instead of a lot of the big box. And I mean, they have their place for sure. Like, I love my Amazon. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
nothing makes me feel better than not having to go to the crowded Walmart and punching my way through lines.
You know, sitting there for 30 minutes because two of the checkout lanes are open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have Ethel and then Renee just talking it up at the two aisles.
Yep. But I think it's really important, and I am realizing it the older that I get, to be more involved in your local community.
Yeah. I think this is one thing that we all want to – we're trying to strive to be better at being a part of this community.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, whether it's recycling and growing some garden – some fresh greens on our end just so that we're not taking away from, you know, buying lettuce from Safeway that comes from far away. So it's like keeping our – carbon footprint smaller, but just at the same time we also know a lot of these local farmers and local people that we want to connect with and just give back to because they've done so much for us. To like, no one ever, like, again, like I literally asked you, no one ever is like, we don't expect anyone to ever come here. We're so appreciative to every guest who's been here that we always want to give back to them in some sort of way. So it's like I love this place. I'm just like nerding out on you.
No, I was like, super excited. I was like, I get to go do this podcast. Yeah, it's my first one.
Yeah.
So I was very, very
stoked
that you asked.
Like, honestly, if you do the web series, let me help and like let's do something together. Cause like whether it's audio or graphic design, I've done some graphic stuff, but it's like I want to, like, I love helping people in any sort of way. If it's just connecting them or whatever it may be, please just use me as a resource. Like, I would love to make that happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
I got it in the works. First episode. Boom. I want to have it out the 7th of February soon.
Nice. Very cool. Then let's promote it. Do you have a name for it?
Yeah, Living Local Phoenix. Yeah. I was surprised that was available. I was like, nice. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
So right now it's just an Instagram and Facebook, but I'm going to use YouTube. It's going to be living
February
on there.
7th.
Yep.
Everyone keep a lookout.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to Novel. I reached out to him. I was like, hey, do you mind if I go in there and kind of video a little bit? Because I love that place. Their donut ice creams are so good.
Yeah. You know, just let us know because we'll ask some people and they'll be so open to like having you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Let's see. Am I missing anything? Okay. So we're coming. Got a little bit of time. I want to know what is one thing that you want people to like, if you had what I call the Deezus Zemiro rainbow, what would your rainbow, like what was your, what is some guidance or something that people should know that you feel like is important, like just like a little saying to like keep people motivated or whatever it may be. Like what's one thing that, you know, you just like keep a part of you that people should know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and this is something that came later in life. And I wish, of course, as always, that you realize this when you're younger.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to be yourself. Yes. Don't try to fit in with a certain crowd because you think you need to.
Yeah.
It's not only okay to be different, but it's awesome. The more I learn about radio hosting, TV hosting, being a brand, all that stuff, the more it reaffirms that the only thing that's missing in the world is you. So don't try to be the next Ryan Seacrest. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be the next Katie Couric if you want to be a serious journalist. Try to be you.
Exactly.
Because it's never gonna work out for you. Those people weren't trying to be the next someone. They were just doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important, especially being on social media and seeing everyone else's lives. It's really easy to compare. It's really easy to get caught up in, and trends are cool if that's what you're into, but if you're not a trendy person, don't try to make yourself trendy. Yeah. That's something I'm still kind of struggling with myself. I'm a very casual dresser. I don't like being fancy.
You and I get along so well. Like, it's just like one of those things. Like I've had the hardest time to like being active and social with our, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, I don't find myself interesting. I think that I'm just like,
I felt the same way. I feel like I'm boring.
Yeah. Who wants to watch me walk around doing stuff? Like, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I don't know. We go shopping, we eat dinner. Like that sort of thing is just like commonplace. Like, well, who wants it? And again, reaffirming that it's like you get caught up looking at other people's Instagrams, like, fuck, like, no, it's so easy.
Yeah, just don't try to be anything other than who you are. It's no big deal. And I still have those moments where we'll be getting together as a station to do group photos, and I'm like, none of my outfits just, I don't feel like they're good enough. Mm-hmm. I just have t-shirts and jeans, and I'm just like, so freaking wear a t-shirt and jeans then. Like, that's what you like. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really important is... And if you like to be elaborate and extravagant, then do it.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you need to tone it down.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever version and own it, I think is the most important part. Mm-hmm. There's no one that I have more respect for than a person who is 100% comfortable with himself. Whether you're very materialistic and you know it and you love your Louis Vuitton and you want to rock the fancy stuff, but you know it, cool. Or maybe you just want to shop at Goodwill all the time because you don't want to spend a lot of money on your stuff, cool. But whatever that is, I think just own it.
Yeah.
Be who you want to be and be yourself.
Okay, Jose, this is where you edit in the applause and the cheering and the wooing. Yeah. Again, I appreciate you coming in. You know, it means a lot to us, and it's just one of those things that like I literally just asked you and you were like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like super surprised you said yes. I was like, oh, okay, she's coming in.
Heck yeah.
So at the end, we usually just kick it to you to like tell everyone where they can find you on social media, any upcoming events that you're going to be at, and any projects that you want to promote. So this is your chance to promote it.
Well, thank you. I'm very active on social, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's Gina, and this is... I had a lot of debate over using this is my legal name, but it's spelt weird. It's like a pair of jeans.
Okay.
But Gina, with an A.
Gina. I got it.
J-E-A-N-A. Yeah. Gina Shepherd. So Shepherd's pretty easy, straightforward. You can find me anywhere on there. I'd love to connect with you. Don't be afraid to reach out, comment, like, DM. Mm-hmm. I have a ton of listeners that I message all the time. Living Local Phoenix is my next big thing. I'm super, super excited about that.
Yes.
I have not been as excited for a project, I think, since I started radio.
Oh, nice.
So I love getting into local communities, and whether it's activities like hiking, going to mountains or different trailheads or yoga in the park, excuse me.
No worries.
A little.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that'd be so cool. I'd love to do all sorts of different things. So if you have something that you think I should be doing, let me know. I'm always very into feedback.
I got it. I already got like 10 things for her to do.
I'm really geeked out over that. And I have just that on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Living Local Phoenix.
And then, of course, on your radio.
Booyah.
101.5, 107.9.
Turn it right there and leave it on there. Yeah.
Call me. I love when people call me, especially during my midday show, because most people are working.
Yo, Gina.
I get so bored. I'm like, someone, please, let's talk about something. Like, don't worry. I'll have a topic in mind. You don't have to come prepared. Just call me. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Wait, before we go, did you get to go to, what was the big festival, the festival that we went to, the music festival at Indian School Park?
Lost Lake?
Lost Lake, yeah. Did you get to go to that?
I went for one day.
Which one did you go?
I think it was Sunday. I think it was the last day, I'm pretty sure. Did you see? Major Lazer was out there, Odessa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Major Lazer was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I have not seen it. The entire festival was there. I feel bad for whoever else was playing at that time, because literally I was on the sideline. And I took this panoramic video, and it just kept going. It would not stop, and everyone was jumping. I really like EDM shows, just because the energy.
Yeah.
The energy is really cool, and
zoom
the community.
In, you'll see me and her, jumping around,
going crazy. But the community is really cool too. They're all about their peace, love, unity, respect, which I think is just so cool. It's.
Have you seen their Cuba video?
I don't think so.
They're one of the first like groups to do a concert in Cuba, and it's just like. Made like the whole city of like I think what they did it in Havana, like the whole city of Havana was like there.
That's amazing.
It was crazy.
I did a little bit of background on Major Lazer, and they are very big on bringing together different cultures into their music, which I think is cool.
Yeah,
that's now, very cool.
Let me just say, you got to watch. Have you ever watched Noisy on Viceland?
I think I've only. Maybe just an episode. I know a lot of people have told me I love Viceland.
I love Viceland. Like, it's just, it's really, journalism-wise, on point. It's just, like, it's one of those, like, raw, kind of, like, holy crap, like, this is actually going around in our world sort of stuff. Like, that's really cool. And, like, I think they get really cool perspective of things. Noisy is really good for, like, music culture, kind of like history, sort of all meshed into one. And the guy who does the interviews, it's just like he went to go to Atlanta to get like the Migos and all the like mumble rap kind of stuff and like Atlanta vibe, and he's a Pantone kind of like glasses, just very just like, you
that's
know,
awesome.
And he's just like asking him, so what does lean, like, he's just like, this is like his normal, he's
being himself,
he's owning it. He's just like, I know,
not trying to fit in. I'm
just a normal guy. I want to know about what you do for culture.
That's fantastic.
Like, it was really cool. That's I like awesome. him. Again, guys, you guys can reach us at findingarizonapodcast.com. all our social media is under Finding Arizona Podcast. I think we have some stuff over at patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, and I think that's about it. Thank you so much to Gina. Thank you so much for making this happen. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's do it again.
Good
night. Good night, everybody. Bye.